I'm here with Laurie. Laurie, are you a P6 or P7? Now, don't be shy. Okay, you've just been speaking to me for ages there. You were just telling me you've got an iPad at home.
Yes.
And that your favourite app is...
Minecraft!
Tell me about Minecraft, and why do you like it?
It's a fun thing, because you dig and get rocks, and you fight mobs and all that.
All right, okay. Now, you were just telling me about a mod. You were speaking about the Hunger Games book, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're telling me about a mod.
A mod is...
What is a mod?
A thing where you can make... Like, go in other people's worlds and all that.
Mm-hmm. So other people have made worlds based on something else, and you can go in and try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think many teachers will know what a mod is?
I don't know.
What do you think? How about your head teacher? We'll ask your head teacher. So Thomas, do you know what a mod is?
I do know what a mod is.
You do?
Yes. I've got a 10-year-old son.
You've got a 10-year-old son with Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that, though, in terms of...
Logic, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And creativity as well. At the minute, he's building a new house, a new home, mm-hmm. and it's got all these levels and walls made of TNT and mm-hmm. things like that. And he's thinking about the vantage point and you know, how you can see all around him. I think it's great for
Well, if you look on YouTube or some of the other video sites, you'll see tutorials that tell you how to do all that. And so you could teach yourself.
Why don't you have a TNT house?
Because it might blow up.
Uh-huh. You can use it to blow something up.
But then if your enemy is coming, advancing on you, you can make your escape. And you could trap them in your...
How about the creepers that come out at night?
Yeah,
the creepers, yeah.
I hate creepers.
So do I. So what do you think, though, Ms. Thomas, about these kind of cultural phenomenons that 9-year-old, 10-year-old children are engaging with out with school, and that maybe school is completely oblivious to?
I think there's a lot we could probably tap into there, in terms of the children's interests and things like that. It could be developing what we're doing in school, and we could learn a lot from what the children are doing instead of them feeling that school's somewhere they come to learn. You learn mm-hmm. everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. I was just saying to Laurie there as well, we've got a professional colleague that we speak to on Twitter. His name is Dean Groom from Australia, and he has a thing called Massively Minecraft, which is almost like a school out of school, where people can join the minds, and the collaboration and the worlds that they build is really incredible. So
it takes collaboration out with the classroom, without a doubt. A global
so anybody in the world can join those minds.
Yeah. See the creepers from Minecraft?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them because they don't make any noise and all you hear is skim.
I know. I've got a creeper mask. Like a big box.
What do they want at that?
Exactly, the box. Listen, next time I'll bring it through and I'll give it to you, okay?
See, the zombies, they're okay because they make noises, the skeletons, and, well, the Endermen are friendly.
Well, listen, zombies, creepers, and all thing evil in Minecraft. We'll look at that another time. So you three have got stuff to do about Jupiter. Mm-hmm. So you better get on. Laurie, thanks very much for your time.
When are you coming back on?
Soon, I promise. Cheerio.
Tomorrow?
No.